This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 109 for Wednesday, October 19th. I'm Adam Pilashotti. The ice futures canola market is lower on Wednesday morning to go along with vegetable oils. Much of Alberta and Saskatchewan will have one last gasp of summer today, with sunny skies and high temperatures of 19 degrees Celsius and warmer. Meanwhile, in southern Manitoba, temperatures won't hit the double digits. A cold front is expected to pass through the prairies on Thursday. Crude oil is slightly higher to start the day, as tightening supply and a possible economic slowdown are both factors. Chicago soybean is higher, while both European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are trading on the negative side. The Canadian dollar is 2/10 of a U.S. cent lower than Tuesday's close. The November canola contract is down $3.10 per ton at $857.30, while the January contract is down $3.40 at $863.60. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are seeing broad-based selling, while wheat markets are mostly in the green. U.S. corn prices continue to show weakness even while low water levels on the Mississippi River are causing shipping problems. However, feed demand in the U.S. is providing support to corn prices. Brazil's corn crop is already 46% planted, up 7 points from the previous week and 1 point ahead of the average pace. The December corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.76. Soybean prices are lower today following weakness in both Chicago soybean and soy meal. U.S. soybean exports also continue to be hampered by low water levels on the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. Conditions in Brazil remain favorable at 19.1% of its soybean crop already planted, but dry conditions are expected this weekend. The USDA's attaché for Brazil projects soybean production in the country at 148.5 million tons, 4.5 million higher than previously forecast. The November soybean contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.67. Wheat markets are mostly showing strength, but not at the level from previous days. While the war in Ukraine still rages on, a United Nations spokesperson said earlier today that discussions in Moscow on extending a deal for shipping Ukrainian grain on the Black Sea were positive and constructive. In the U.S., some hard and soft red wheat growing areas are expected to see rain this week, but most areas remain dry. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.48. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.47. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.63. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 19th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pilashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.